Hey guys, welcome back to the biggest agricultural platform in Namibia, known as Nduna Wey, Ngombe, which means headman of cattle. My name, of course, is Mitchell Mutumba Simata, aka the headman of cattle. So today, on this 24th of January 2021, I had a conversation with a farmer from Ethiopia, who is from the home where the Borans originated. I think it's called Borana in Ethiopia, where they say the Borans originated from. Mr. Nizir came through the comment sections and asked me to do a video on Sanga cattle. And I felt I should do it, because the Sanga cattle, the Sanga name is a very interesting name. So I'm going to explain in this information why this cattle are called Sanga and what are their history, and what other breeds can also be called Sanga cattle. So without wasting any time, let's get into the information. As you guys know, I'm never writing, so I got my trusted notebook with me, with my not-so-flattering handwriting, but let's get into the information. So, Sanga cattle is the collective name for indigenous cattle of sub-Saharan Africa. They are sometimes identified as a subspecies with a scientific name, Bos taurus africanus. This cattle originated in East Africa, probably the western shore of Lake Victoria, and have spread down the River Nile northwards, with depictions on ancient Egypt murals. So the paintings in the ancient Egypt tombs, you'd see Sanga cattle. Sanga are an intermediate type, probably formed by hybridizing the indigenous humpless cattle with Zebu cattle. However, archaeological evidence indicates that the cattle type was domesticated independently in Africa, and bloodline of Toran and Zebu cattle were introduced only within the last few hundred years. Thus, African cattle descended firstly from an Taurus domesticated in the Near East. After the introduction to Egypt, about 8,000 years ago, they spread all over the Sahara, which was then still green, up to West Africa. The North pastoralists interbred their domestic cattle with wild African Aurus of various regional and race, both in a parental and maternal line over a long time, which is reflected in the genetic distinction of African cattle from both European and Near Eastern and from Indian Zebu cattle. Hereby, special adaptation to the African climate and conditions were introduced that characteristics. African cattle, both those depriving solely from the Aurus and the Sanga cattle with their Zebu admixture, morphological features of early African cattle, such as the lyre-shaped horns, are depicted on murals of ancient Egypt, as I mentioned. Some authors date the first Sanga cattle, which originated through by crossing in of Zebu bulls in Northeast and East Africa from 1600 BC on. They are distinguished by having a small cervical thoracic hump that are typical of wild Aurus cattle, instead of a high thoracic hump which are characteristically typical of Zebu cattle. So that's the information on Sanga cattle. So the pure Sanga cattle, the types we have the Raya Azebu, Abiga, Afrikaner, Aled, Dinka, Ankole, Drakensberg. The Ankole is original African type, so it hasn't gotten any changes. The Drakensberg cattle, Nguni, Red Fulani, Tuli, Tswana, White Fulani. So those are the type of cattle. Then you have the Ghana Sanga. So Those are the Sangha type, purebred Sangha type cattle. And the Ankole is originally African type. So the Ankole is one of the oldest. This is why I think people like them. And I think probably that's how the older Sanghas, the original Sanghas, probably look like the Ankole or the Longhorns, because most of the pictures you see in the Egyptian tombs and murals and paintings of ancient Egypt and their cattle, you'd see very big, very large horned animals, typical to what the Ankole look like today. But these other Sangha type animals I mentioned have probably changed a bit, you know, because you remember, we are human beings, we breed. Of course, we wouldn't want cattle with very large horns, so we start breeding that out and start breeding smaller horns, smaller sizes, and so forth. So those are the type of Sangha cattle you can get. It's a purely African cattle breed. As I mentioned, Sangha is the name given to most sub-Saharan African cattle and the various phenotypes. These were the various phenotypes that I mentioned, stuff like the Abigail, the Afrikaner, Alid Dinka, and all this type of animal cattle breeds that I just mentioned. So I hope this information does help, Mr. Nizer. Nizer, I hope we made a deal. I said if I make this video for him, he has to help me get a 100+ subscribers. But I don't know if that will happen. But before I end this video, I just want to ask my farmers, my fellow farmers, to do me three favors. Actually, one, like the video. Two, subscribe to the page, turn on your bell notification. Three, share the video. And probably let's add a fourth one there. Get into the comment section on any new video ideas that you guys might have for me, or any plant. Let's not just keep it strictly livestock. Let's also focus on the plants, the crops. Any crops that you guys would love me to do a research on or do a presentation on, just hit me up in the comment section. And like I mentioned, like, subscribe, turn on your bell notification, share the video. And share the video. Let's get this farmer page up. Thank you very much to the ladies. I mean, gentlemen, but also I see ladies also there who have assisted me to get the subscriber page up. The channel officially hit about 30,000 views. YouTube notified me on that. We've hit about 30,000 views on this channel, which is a good thing. We are now at 678 subscribers, but I think by end of this month or moving into next month, we might be targeting probably to hit 700. But that is in the future. Let's focus on the year now. And that is my information on the Sangha breed of cattle. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. And hopefully Mr. Nizer gets the information that he needed. And this can assist him in his farming endeavors. With that said, bye for now.